Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, as we talk about traffic horror stories, a lot of people now on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board are reminiscing about the October storm. And now I brought up my my traffic horror story from the October storm, and it seems like a lot of people are sharing not only their traffic stories from that day, but also just that day in general. And I know we have the anniversary coming up next month, but that was just such a surreal time, you know. So after getting my dad's car to the mechanic, figuring everything out at work, and coming home and sitting in my parents' Florida room that overlooks the backyard. And at the time, my parents had a pool. They don't anymore, but at the time, they had a pool. And, you know, sitting out there looking over the pool and just seeing the lights in the sky from the Transformers throughout the night. My buddy was at the time at school at Arizona State. And I remember being on the phone with him and saying, you know, this is before you could FaceTime anyone or take pictures with your phone that were of any quality and send them. And I remember being on the phone holding my LG flip phone up to the sky saying, can you hear that? You know, hoping he could hear the noise the Transformers were making. It was just so surreal. And then the next morning, walking outside, I remember, you know, going to sleep, listening to the shower radio. So, of course, I completely ruined those batteries. So the next morning, my parents sent me down the street to that Walgreens on Harlem and Kensington. And they were walking people through the store one by one because, obviously, they had no power. Heading to the store with the flashlight to pick up. And my parents just gave me money and said, get a corded phone, get some batteries, and then get a bunch of snacks. Well, hey, I mean, that's anyone's. That would be my favorite wish. With money, anyone give you money, go, hey, go get your favorite snacks. So, you know, I got the classics, the Chex Mix, the Bugles, you know, all the good stuff. But it's funny anytime we talk traffic here in Western New York. It does usually come to your snow stories and being stuck in traffic as the snow is falling. And for me, that always reminds me of the October storm, which was a, if you lived through that, that's something you'll never forget. You know, people always talk about the blizzard of 77. Now, obviously, I wasn't here for that. I was 11 years before being born. But anyone, you talk about a blizzard with anyone who lived through the blizzard of 77, they will go right back to that. Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you about the blizzard of 77. And I know it's probably not great show material here while we're still nice outside. It's still short flip-flop and sweatshirt weather to be talking about the upcoming snow. But I always think that's interesting. Anytime I've done a traffic type of show here on the station, we always bring up the October storm or the blizzard of 2000. And it's always nice to look back and reminisce. And someone actually reached out to me during the break and said that they're releasing a book about that storm. And I can't wait to read that. And we'll definitely have them on a show coming up. So that will be interesting. Okay. So, you know, guys, as I keep saying, it's my first day back. You know, I've been unplugged for a week, kind of out of the loop for the last week. And I think I'm going to steal one of Bowerly's favorite topics. And Tom, I'm sorry to do this, but I am on your show. And I'm going to ask you, what is bothering you on this Wednesday, September 29th, 2021? What, and try to keep it locally. What locally is bothering you? And I'm going to list off a few things that are bothering me that I saw today while going through the news. But I want to know what's bothering you, Buffalo. What is it that is annoying you locally? Is it the healthcare workers being terminated if they're unvaccinated? What is it that is bothering you? 803-0930, star 930, that's the number. You know, I'm bothered by a lot of things when I go back through the news. When you have a clean slate, as I've been talking about, and you read what you've missed over the last week, and, you know, I've talked a lot about vaccinated and unvaccinated. We've done a lot of that talk here as I filled in for Tom. And you know, I always throw out there because I think it's fair to throw out. I think it needs to be known if I'm going to do a topic. I always throw out that I'm vaccinated. That was my personal choice. But to see the way unvaccinated people are being treated in the media, on social media, it's quite disgusting. And, you know, to see it be the people, to see it be the people who 5 years ago told us that, you know, the Republican Party was the party of hate. Remember? And we had the bumper stickers, love Trump's hate. Remember that? But now they're the same people that are shaming individuals for not getting vaccinated, for having an opinion. And I'd like to hear from anyone who claimed in 5 years ago that then-candidate Trump was the hateful candidate, but can back their reasoning for the way they're treating unvaccinated people in 2021. Now, I am not a doctor. I don't pretend to be a doctor. I think I'm very clear where my intelligence level is when we talk about schooling on this station. You know, was not the best student. I don't hide from that at all. But from what I've heard, yes, I would urge people. But that's not my job. That is a personal decision. And people need to research. People need to talk with their doctor. People need to make their own decision. And I've always said that I respect your decision. I respect whatever it is you do. Just like I would hope you respect my decision for what I did. But what I'm not seeing, and I'm not seeing this from medical professionals, I'm seeing this from people on social media who, yes, let's be honest, identify with the left side of the aisle. And the way they talk about people who express their opinion and why they made a personal decision. And you have to look no further than Doug Allen, who sings the national anthems at the arena. I've always liked Doug Allen's, you know, you always look forward to that. He finds the camera and points to it. Now, Doug Allen, you know, said he was faced with a tough decision. Does he get the vaccine that he hasn't gotten yet, or does he give up singing the anthems at the arena? Now, that's not an easy decision. And I know I'm talking with a lot of people right now who have had to make that decision, who right now are debating that decision with themselves, with their family, with their doctor. Doug Allen, said, I have nothing but good things to say about the team and the people that I've worked with. Have been great. This was just a personal decision, and I think it's very important for each of us, and I choose not to get the vaccine. Now, Doug Allen mentioned that he, mentioned that he's had COVID-19, okay? And he thinks that his natural immunity is enough or just as good as the vaccine. And that is after research. I don't think Doug Allen is an unintelligent individual. You know, I'm sure he put a lot of thought into it. But then you get these people on social media, and maybe it is just the prominence of social media. But then you get these individuals on social media who are obsessed with Stefan Mihailu for some reason and obsessed with, you know, Ron DeSantis was in town yesterday. I wouldn't have known it if it wasn't for bloggers on the left side of the aisle trying to get a picture of everyone entering that. Now, let me tell you, entering that event, let me tell you something. If Nancy Pelosi was across the street, I wouldn't get my camera out and take pictures of people going to the event. I mean, that is just an obsession that I will never understand. I mean, people were taking pictures of individuals going to the Ron DeSantis thing. You have nothing better to do? It's just like the people that tweet at Stefan Mihailu all the time. Jeez. I mean, I understand that, you know, people are bored and they have too much access to their phone. But wow, I mean, talk about just needing to get a life. That's these individuals. But Doug Allen decided he wasn't going to sing the anthem. He did not want to get the vaccine. He has natural immunity. He's had COVID. So he knows what having COVID is like. He did some research. I'm sure he talked to his doctors. And the guy gets, not just on social media, you've got people in the paper going after this guy because he's making a personal decision. The same people that 5 years ago were talking about how hateful Donald Trump is, how could we ever have someone with this much hate in the White House? Well, I would argue that they are doing exactly what they accused the at that time candidate of doing now toward those who are unvaccinated. And Doug Allen's not the only example. Look at the way they talk about healthcare workers, people that work in healthcare, who have decided they either have had COVID or have decided that, you know, they've gone through this without getting the vaccine and they're making a decision not to get it. In the way they are treated, they find people's name out and tweet at those individuals. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And this is coming from a guy who is vaccinated. I think I have to keep throwing that out there because I don't want to be labeled as an anti-vaxxer. I just have respect for people's decisions when it comes to decisions with their own bodies. 803-0930-*930. I'd like to hear not only what you think about this, but like I said, I'm stealing one of Bowerly's favorite topics. My complaint desk is open. Sorry, Tom, I stole your line. My complaint desk is open. Tell me what locally is bothering you. When I say beautiful, I mean, look at the sky right now. It looks like a painting. It looks like someone painted this sky and hung it above us. It looks absolutely beautiful outside. It is that perfect hoodie, short, flip-flop weather that we love at the end of September. And it is Beamer in for Bowerly, by the way, here on News Radio 930 WBEN, switching up the programming. So I didn't mean to, but I may have lied to you last hour. I am in for Bowerly tomorrow, and I will be in for Bella Via on Friday. But you will hear me both days in with Brian for BMAZ and Beamer. So the next 2 days, you'll have 5 hours of BMAZ, 5 hours of Beamer. So hopefully you'll enjoy that, and we will enjoy talking to you. And I know what Brian has planned for tomorrow, because he texted me not to do it today. And I am looking forward to our topic tomorrow. I hope nothing big happens news-wise in the next 24 hours because I really want to do this show with Brian tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. But I want to know what is bothering you locally, some complaint you have locally, and also your comment on the way unvaccinated people who have come out, and no one to my knowledge is coming out and saying I didn't get the vaccine, and saying a derogatory comment about all the people who did get it. But the other way around, you've got people that are just shaming individuals nonstop on social media, on the media. I mean, you turn on CNN, and you would think those who, the way they talk about unvaccinated people in the media and on social media, it's exactly what they claimed Trump was 5 years ago when they said love Trump's hate. Well, they're acting, and they acted that way 5 years ago. I'm not pretending that this is coming out of nowhere. But the way they're talking about these unvaccinated individuals for making a personal decision, I think it's absolutely disgusting. 803-0930, star 930. Andrew's in Buffalo. Andrew, thanks for calling, man.
Good afternoon, sir. The political slogan, love Trump hate. I'm sorry, love Trump's hate is just that slogan. But there's a measure by which that they live by that's even of more value, which is that the Democrats, Miss Pelosi, Uncle Joe, there, Slow Joe, lives by that's even of more value and stuff, and that is that they know better than you. They know what's good for you over what you perceive and what you so choose to do so for yourself. If I can stay on this a similar subject, I talked to a staffer at Mr. Burke's office. The young man was generous enough to give me a little bit of back and forth, to make my argument. One of their main arguments was that, if we could go back in time and put a pause or put a stop on Typhoid Mary. I don't know if you remember who Typhoid Mary was, a disgruntled nurse that got typhoid, if I'm not mistaken, from a patient. So she purposely tried to infect as many people as she could. But this COVID is entirely different. It's the gain of function, man-made construction of the virus. This is not natural. This is not evolution. This is human error, which is entirely different from every other pandemic or flu. Or we're dealing with the Spanish flu still today. World War One veterans brought it back from Europe after World War One, and we still have the flu today. But now we have to show our papers, like the good Nazis that we must be, to get into any venue.
Andrew in Buffalo, that is his complaint. And, people make make it comparable to World War II Germany. I get the comparison. However, I mean, what happened in World War II Germany was completely just disgusting and unthought of. It's just... I understand the comparison with, you need this to do this, this to do this, but I don't think anything will compare to the horrors of World War II Germany.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So good to be with you after a week off, and feels good to be back. Feels good to actually know what's going on, be plugged back in. Like I said, being unplugged from current events for 2 or 3 days, it's really nice. It makes taking the news in a little easier to digest, and I really, really appreciated that. But let's be honest, sometimes it's nice just to be back to reality. And there is a texter asking for a particular song, and I promise at 5:30 that particular song will play here on WBEN. The complaint desk is open at 803-0930. Before we went to break, I was talking about the way people are treating those who are unvaccinated coming forward with their opinion, right? Like I said, I have respect for whatever decision you made. I made a particular decision. You know what that is if you listen to the station for more than 3 minutes. But I respect those that decided not to get it, who did the research, who talked to their doctors, and decided, you know what? Either I've had COVID or, you know, it's just not the move I want to make right now. I have respect for you, and I trust what I got, and I think you should be able to make whatever decision you want to make. But the way Doug Allen was treated by coming forward, we saw over the weekend, and numerous other people who have just said, you know, this isn't for me. I believe either in the natural immunity, or, you know, I'm just not in a position right now to get it. 803-0930. But I'd like to know what else is bothering you out there in Western New York. Peggy is in Hamburg. Peggy, good afternoon.
Hi there.
What is your complaint for the day?
Okay, so it's a driving complaint, being on the roads.
Oh, yes.
My biggest complaint, and it annoys me daily, is that people sit in the right-hand turning lane at a red light to go straight.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it doesn't keep traffic flowing. That's why they were designed.
You know, Peggy, that is a huge issue right outside the studio here on Maple in front of Speedway. There is that turn-only lane. However, people stay in it because the lane continues up next to the station. And you're right. People will stay there, and then you'll see that lane, which isn't that big, going over into the other lane because one person wants to go straight. You're right. That lane is supposed to open up traffic, not add to the congestion.
Right. So I just wish people would be considerate and think of others that are trying to move along.
Peggy, you and I both. I love that complaint. Thank you. Peggy in Hamburg, opening the line for you at 803-0930. What is it that is bugging you today, bothering you? What is a complaint you have? Maybe something that happened over the weekend, something that's been going on this week. 803-0930. Like I said, I've been out of the loop for the last week, and feels good to be back, but also want to know what's going on. I want to go back to something I talked about before the break, and then I will get to the calls at 803-0930. But you know these people that are just obsessed with individuals that they might not like. And look no further than last night. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, was in town for a fundraiser, and you know, the fundraiser was a little bit out of my finances, but you know, okay, have a good time. That's great. And there were people that were they must have been hiding in the bushes to take pictures of people walking into the event. Like, you have nothing better to do with your life. Like I said before the break, if former President Barack Obama was at Anchor Bar across the street holding an event, I don't know why I picked that up. It's the last thing I looked at before I came here. And he had an event. I would not go across the street to take pictures of individuals that were going to the event. I'm sorry, I have a life. I really couldn't care less who was going to an event to see Barack Obama. But you have people on social media, they were obsessed. They were tweeting out pictures of people walking into this event and going, this is so-and-so. I'll take your word for it because I have no idea who that person is. I just don't understand the obsession. Who cares? You know, he's the governor of Florida. He was at an event. These people wanted to pay to see him. Great. I don't understand the big deal. And I don't understand where you've gotten in your life. It's not like Britney Spears was here. I watched that documentary last night. That's why her name came up. It's not like Britney Spears was here. And you're sneaking a picture of Britney Spears for People magazine. You're talking about some local politicians that wanted to see Ron DeSantis. And you take a picture with a crappy cell phone and you put them on Twitter. And oh my gosh, look who was there. I don't know who this is. Sorry, I work in local media. I host a show called Hardline with politicians. And I identified two people in your pictures. So you want me to make a big deal about that? What is the big deal? I hope I never get to that place where I am hiding in a tree to take a picture of people entering a political rally. I really hope I never sink that low in life. 803-0930. Jennifer is on a cell phone. Jennifer, good afternoon. All right, Jennifer, we'll get back to you. Fred is in Lancaster. Fred, good afternoon. Oh, you know what, Fred? I would have to press this button first. I'm sorry. Fred, good afternoon.
Yeah, Joe, I got to totally disagree with you on a comparison with Nazi Germany, and I challenge you to prove me wrong. And those people just didn't wake up, those Jewish people in concentration camps. There was a progression. At first, the businesses had to identify. Then the people had to identify with papers. We're way ahead of where they were in Nazi Germany, what they were doing to the Jews in Nazi Germany. So the segregation is going on now, and no one's speaking up. If anything, like you said, people are chastising. The media is getting the people against the unvaccinated and creating a new class of people to be discriminated against.
Fred, I get the segregation comparison. Yes, you know, you have to be you have to have these papers to go to this event. I get that, and like I said, I completely disagree with it. I am someone who, you know, I went and got the shot, and I trust it, and I don't, like I said, it does not bother me if the person next to me is vaccinated or not. You have some people that seems they're just obsessed with getting away from those who aren't vaccinated and shaming them.
I'm talking about the government.
No. You can point out the state of New York.
It's driving it.
No.
Well, it's the state of this country.
Yeah, I mean, there are some states that aren't like that, Fred.
Who's the highest unvaccinated group? Do you know the answer?
In New York State, minorities would be the highest unvaccinated.
Yes. Yeah, African Americans.
Right, and like I said, I was watching a news program a few weeks ago, and there was an owner of an art gallery who was saying, "I'm against the vaccine mandate because why would I want to, not include a majority of minorities in this city?" All right, Fred, I appreciate the call, 803-0930. Yeah, that in of all places, that interview was on CNN. Now, obviously, I didn't see it on CNN. I do tune in every now and then, but, I don't stay on CNN for hours at a time. But I saw it on Twitter, and this, of course, Wolf Blitzer was, challenging him. Oh, my gosh, how could you say that? But he goes, why would I want to exclude a majority number or a high number of minorities from coming to my art gallery? That's not a good business practice. So no, I don't want this vaccine mandate because I want my art gallery to be open to everyone. And I thought it was a great argument. And of course, CNN, oh, we're going to break. And they whisked him off of the set, but he made a great point. But that's, if you watch the media, if you go on social media, it's the people who aren't vaccinated, according to the media, it's just conservatives. And that is it. And that is far from the truth. I mean, there are all people, every group has people that, they made a personal decision and they did their research. And maybe they're still making that decision. To force them into making a decision doesn't usually work. Now, here locally, of course, with the Bills, yeah. They put the mandate in, and some people got the vaccine so they could go see the Bills. But usually when the government is trying to force you to do something, is trying to pin you up against work, get vaccinated or lose your job, it does make people not trust what you're trying to make them do. And, I try to put myself in that situation that if I had waited to get vaccinated, and we were at the point where the government was trying to force me either out of my job or to be vaccinated, I probably would be more to not get it because, I for one am not one to trust the government, especially when they say you have a week to do this. That doesn't usually go over well. And, I've been very, very vocal about this. The people who think they are so intelligent, our elected officials that think they're so intelligent, they don't see how detrimental their message is to getting people vaccinated. They are the number one driver of turning people away from vaccinations because of how they are trying to force it on people. And I don't understand how they don't see that, or they just don't care. And if that's the truth, then every one of them should be voted out. We're not talking about the sky. I am taking your complaints. And as someone said on the text board, well, Joe, you're my complaint. Well, okay. but what is your complaint? What is bothering you locally? We've been talking a lot about vax versus unvax because of the story I said at the beginning of the hour. But something that's been bothering me, and I'm surprised no one brought this up. You know what? I should probably hold off, take these two calls, and if neither of these callers bring it up, then I will kick off the 5 o'clock hour with it because I do need more than 3 minutes for it. Frank in Holland has been very patient. Frank, good afternoon.
I'm amused and I'm kind of complaining about the resultant comments on social media from the "it's my body, my choice" people. We had a rally protesting the vaccination mandates on Saturday, and they decided to comment all over social media about how it's my body, my choice, but that's the same thing with vaccinations.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's my body, my choice. God gave me, and my mother and father gave me this body, and who the hokel do they think they are to mandate something I'm against? Whether you believe in it or not, it's still the United States of America.
Right.
And I have my rights and all this. And you made a comparison before the break about the Nazi thing. Well, it's not so much the end result of what the Nazis did, the evil atrocities. It's the way they went about it incrementally. All these moves with the propaganda and the censorship and all these other things they're doing to get their agenda through. It's like a dog creeping towards your dinner plate. They'll never stop until you swat them on the butt with a newspaper. Well, the Democrats mandating things against New York State, United States, United Nations, and God's, you know, the rights we've been given. Well, that's, you know, that's what I'm complaining about, is people don't speak up and expose it enough.
Well, Frank in Holland, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And as I said, it was to a caller who had done the comparison. And my thing was, I understand the comparison when it comes to the segregation of people who are vaccinated versus those who are not vaccinated. But, you know, I don't think anything will ever compare to the horrors that was World War II Germany. I mean, it's just an awful time, and nothing will compare to those horrors. But I do get the comparison when it comes to show me your vaccination card to get here to do that. I understand that comparison. I just think we need to be a little more clear of what the comparison is. And that's what I was doing, and that's what I heard Mike Siegel do yesterday, filling in for Bowerly. All right, when we come back, I'm taking your complaints. What are you complaining about locally? We have one more hour. As Tom says, my complaint desk is open, and I would like to know what it is that is bothering you at 803-0930, star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, also open. At 803-0930, it's Beamer for Bowerly. One more hour after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.